Welcome to Afterglow. I'm your host, Mark Chilla. This week on the program, we're looking at what's new in the world of vocal jazz by exploring some new releases. Over the past year, more and more artists are working their way back into the recording studio, although the events of 2020 continue to reverberate through these recordings. Some artists, like Cyril Aimé and Sasha Vasandani, used 2020 as an opportunity to strip down their sound. Others, like Nora Jones, dug into their personal archives. And others, like Michael Mayo and Veronica Swift, reflected inward and found new creative inspiration. We'll hear all of these singers this hour. It's some recent releases for the first half of 2021, coming up next on Afterglow.
Why can't I free your doubtful mind?
Nora Jones, live in Santa Rosa, California, back in 2018, with her version of Hank Williams' Cold, Cold Heart, a song that she first sang on her Grammy-winning debut album Come Away With Me back in 2002. This recording comes from Jones' latest album called Till We Meet Again, a collection of archived live performances, and the singer's first live album. Mark Chilla here on Afterglow. On this show, we're taking stock of some new recordings in the world of vocal jazz. We'll start with a singer who I've featured many times on this program, Cyrille Aimée. Her latest, called I'll Be Seeing You, is an intimate collaboration with guitarist Mikhail Valianoux, who, like Aimée, is a fellow French expat living and working in the States. The two have worked together before. Valianoux is Aimée's regular guitarist. But with the pandemic forcing many musicians to collaborate with those in their immediate vicinity, a duet album seemed appropriate. Aimée's voice bubbles and sparkles as it always does, and even more clearly here, since it's being supported by just an electric guitar. And Valianoux knows how to swing beautifully, and the two are perfectly in sync, as you would expect from two longtime collaborators. Here is Cyrille Aimée and Mikhail Valianoux with the old Sigmund Romberg and Oscar Hammerstein standard, Softly as in a Morning Sunrise, on Afterglow.
Softly as in a morning sunrise, the light of love comes stealing into a newborn day. Flaming with all the glow of sunrise, a gentle kiss is stealing the vow that I'll betray. All the passions that thrill love lift too high to heaven. All the passions that kill love let it flow away. So ends the story softly as in an evening sunset. The light that gave you glory will take it all away.
We'll take it all away.
Singer Cyril M.A. and guitarist Mikhail Valianou with the standard Softly as in a Morning Sunrise that comes from their latest duet album called I'll Be Seeing You. Our next recording comes from the 17-year-old jazz vocal phenom Anaïs Reyno, who is quickly becoming one of those artists to watch. Reyno recorded this album while still a student at LaGuardia High School in New York. And even at this young age, she's won several singing competitions, including recognition from the Great American Songbook Foundation in Carmel, Indiana. And she's even performed at several New York jazz and cabaret clubs, like Feinstein's 54 Below and Birdland. On her debut album called Love Some Thing, Reyno is joined by renowned pianist Emmett Cohen for a collection of all songs by the great songwriting team of Duke Ellington and Billy Strayhorn. She sounds rich and soulful on these recordings, especially for a 16-year-old, and I'm looking forward to hearing what she can do with her career over the next several years. Here is Anaïs Reyno with the Ellington and Strayhorn standard Mood Indigo on Afterglow.
Thank you.
my baby said goodbye. In the evening, when the lights are low, I'm so lonesome I could cry, 'cause there's nobody who cares about me. I'm just as blue, I'm just as blue can be. When I get that mood indigo, I could lay me down and die. You ain't been blue. No. Sit around and sigh. Go along, blues. Always get that mood in
singer Anaïs Reynaud, who was only 16 years old when she recorded this last year, along with pianist Emmett Cohen. That was the song Mood Indigo, a track from her debut album called Lovesome Thing. Anaïs Reynaud sings Ellington and Strayhorn. Let's turn now to another singer who I've featured on this program before, Lauren Henderson. I played a track off of Henderson's 2020 album, The Songbook Session, last year. And now I want to feature a track off of her latest album called Musa. Like on her last album, Henderson blends jazz and soul with a distinct Latin flavor, with multilingual songs and flamenco sounds. She even wrote some of her own songs on this album, and I'll play one now. This is Lauren Henderson with her original song, La Marejada, on Afterglow. the Afro-Latinx singer and songwriter Lauren Henderson with her original song La Marejada, which translates roughly to the wave or the swell. Sullivan Fortner was featured there on piano, along with guitarist Paco Soto. That comes from Henderson's latest album called Musa. Here's another track featuring Sullivan Fortner on piano. This one comes from the latest album from the Grammy-nominated duo known as The Baylor Project. The Baylor Project consists of vocalist Gene Baylor and drummer Marcus Baylor, and their latest album called Generations is what they call, quote, a soulful sonic story quilt, a tribute to the generations of black families who helped shape these two musicians. One highlight on the album is the original song called We Swing, The Cipher, a song all about the roots of black music history. Here we have some intergenerational scat singing between three of the best living jazz vocalists, Gene Baylor herself, the decorated up-and-comer Jasmia Horn, and the living legend Diane Reeves. And the whole thing is held together by Marcus Baylor's swinging rhythm on the drums. Here is the Baylor Project with Jasmia Horn and Diane Reeves performing We Swing on Afterglow.
One, two, one, two. Why must we swing so hard? Sometimes they don't understand. It's just the way we live. It's in the level of land. In everything we do, we gotta tell our life story. It might be the blues or pop, how we rock or hip hop. Oh yes, a little bit the church, and don't forget the doo-wop. That's how we swing. We swing. La 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 la. Spin around, we can reach and touch the sky with our feet standing on the ground. From the rhythm of the bush to the soul in the streets, we be tap dancing on your head, a break dance like it's Beach Street. That's how we swing. It's how we get down the whole world around. It's a special kind of magic, part of our melanated sound. From the rising of the sun till the end of the day, we be shining like a diamond. That's just our way. That's how we swing. Oh, 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 that's how we swing. You boo baby, you boo baby, you boo baby. That's how we swing.
Baby, do love it.
Music from The Baylor Project, vocalist Gene Baylor and drummer Marcus Baylor. That was their original song called We Swing, The Cipher, featuring help from pianist Sullivan Fortner and acclaimed jazz vocalists Diane Reeves and Jasmia Horn. That track comes from The Baylor Project's latest album called Generations. Coming up in just a moment, we'll hear from some more recent vocal jazz releases. Stay with us. I'm Mark Chilla, and you're listening to Afterglow. Welcome back to Afterglow, I'm Mark Chilla. We've been exploring some new releases in vocal jazz this hour, and now I want to turn my attention to one of my personal favorite albums of the year so far by the fantastic jazz singer Veronica Swift. Besides the pandemic, 2020 was a year that saw a lot of reckoning with many issues in society. Racism, sexism, income inequality, the environment, etc. So for jazz artists who largely deal with performing music of the past, the challenge becomes, how do you deal with popular songs written when society had different views? Swift's latest album, called This Bitter Earth, approaches this subject by highlighting songs from the past that touch upon these topics: sexism, domestic abuse, xenophobia, fake news, and more. Her particular collection of songs doesn't take an overt political stance, but by featuring some songs, like the Carole King and Jerry Goffin tune He Hit Me and It Felt Like a Kiss, you definitely take notice of how much society has changed. And in other songs, like Rodgers and Hammerstein's You've Got to Be Carefully Taught from South Pacific, you notice how much things have stayed the same. Here's a track from that album now, a 1931 song written by Russ Colombo that uses a prisoner metaphor to talk about love. However, 90 years later, in a world dealing with mass incarceration, that metaphor resonates differently. Here is Veronica Swift with Prisoner of Love on Afterglow.
chains that bind me. I need no shackles to remind me. I'm just a prisoner of love. For one command I stand and wait now. For one who's master of my fate now. I can't escape, for it's too late now. I'm just a prisoner of love. What's the good of my caring when someone is sharing those arms with me? Though he has another, have another, for I'm not free. He's in my dreams, awake or sleeping. Upon my knees to him I'm creeping. My very soul is in his keeping. I'm just a prisoner of
Veronica Swift and the 1931 song Prisoner of Love that comes from her latest record called This Bitter Earth. We're looking at new music this hour, and here's one from the 20-year vocal jazz veteran Jane Monheit. Her latest album, called Come What May, is her first album in 5 years, and on the album she sounds as good as she ever has. The songs are mostly standards, and she includes just a hint of scatting as well, showing off her jazz chops. And since this was recorded during the pandemic, the choice of songs reflect embracing the troubles of the day and a life in quarantine, including The Nearness of You, Let's Take a Walk Around the Block, and Let's Face the Music and Dance. Let's hear one of those songs now. Here is Jane Monheit with Irving Berlin's Let's Face the Music and Dance on Afterglow.
There may be trouble ahead. But while there's moonlight and music and love and romance, let's face the music and dance. She didn't do the before the fiddlers fled, before they ask us to pay the bill, and while we still have a chance, let's face the music and dance. Soon we'll be without the moon, having a different tune. While there's moonlight and music and love and romance, let's face the music and dance. There's moonlight and music and love and romance. Let's face the music and dance, dance. Let's face the music and dance. Let's face the music and dance.
Jane Monheit with the jazz standard Let's Face the Music and Dance. That comes from her newest album called Come What May. Turning now to a new record by jazz singer and occasional adjunct faculty member at the Indiana University Jacobs School of Music, Sashal Vasandani. Vasandani has a rich, resonant voice which can swing over a big band and also be incredibly moving and intimate. His latest album, called Midnight Shelter, a duet album between him and pianist Roman Collin, is a hushed late-night record that highlights the quiet beauty of songs both inside and outside the jazz canon. On the album, both musicians utilize the low end of their range, both in terms of pitch and volume, allowing the sound to envelop you and highlighting every nuance of the performance. Here's a song from that album now. This comes from the late British singer-songwriter Nick Drake. This is Sashal Vasandani and Roman Collin with Riverman on Afterglow.
Betty came by on her way, said she had a word to say about things today. Said she hadn't heard the news, hadn't had the time to choose a way to lose, but she believes. Gonna see the river man, gonna tell about the plan for lilac time. if he tells me all he knows about the way this river flows and all night shows in summertime. She prayed today for the sky to blow away, maybe stay, she wasn't sure. For when she thought of summer rain falling for her mind again, she lost stayed for more. Gonna see the river man, gonna tell him all I can about the band and feeling free.
Singer Sashal Vasandani and pianist Roman Collin from their latest record called Midnight Shelter. That was a hushed, intimate performance of the Nick Drake song, Riverman. So much of the music from this past year reflects on the year 2020 and how it affected all of us in so many ways. Jazz singer Michael Mayo, a newcomer on the scene, used the events of 2020 as songwriting inspiration. Mayo is a singer I found on Instagram, of all places, an incredible vocalist who draws inspiration from Bobby McFerrin, Stevie Wonder, J. Dilla, and the Beach Boys, but all viewed through the lens of his jazz vocal education. On his debut album for Mack Avenue Records, titled Bones, Mayo blends all of these influences into something that blurs the lines between jazz, R&B, hip-hop, and pop, with his voice front and center. Here is his original autobiographical song all about regrets and possibilities. This is singer Michael Mayo and the song 2020 on Afterglow.
Still, something inside me refuses to let me live unchanged. though I live the same. But as the letter fades, erasing your love like a dying dove, I know now where I went wrong. Something inside me says I should know better, I should show better, I should talk to you. I shoulda, coulda, woulda, shoulda, woulda, shoulda, coulda.
Jazz and R&B vocalist Michael Mayo and his original song 2020, a track off of his debut album titled Bones. To close off this hour of new vocal jazz releases, I'm going to turn now to another up-and-comer, vocalist Samara Joy. Samara's career is just beginning, bolstered by winning the 2019 Sarah Vaughan International Jazz Vocal Competition. Past winners of this prestigious competition include Cyril LeMay, Jasmia Horn, Kiana Linnell, and Ariana Nykrug, all singers I featured on this program before, two of which I featured this hour. Samara's voice draws heavily from the namesake of this award, Sarah Vaughan, although with the light melodicism of Ella Fitzgerald. It's really a timeless voice, and she performs many timeless songs on her latest album, released just in July. Here is Samara Joy with the classic Hoagy Carmichael standard, Stardust, on Afterglow.
And now the purple dusk of twilight time steals across the meadows of my heart. up in the sky, those little stars climb, always reminding me that we're apart. You wander down the lane and far away, leaving me a song that will not die. Love is now the stardust of yesterday, the music of the years gone by. Sometimes I wonder why I spend the lonely nights dreaming of a song, the melody. Again with you, when our love was new, and each kiss an inspiration. But that was long ago, and now my consolation is in the stardust of a song beside a garden wall, when stars are bright, you were in my arms, the nightingale tells his fairy tale.
Singer Samara Joy, the winner of the 2019 Sarah Vaughan International Jazz Vocal Competition with Stardust. And thanks for tuning into this look at some recent vocal jazz releases on Afterglow. Afterglow is part of the educational mission of Indiana University and produced by WFIU Public Radio in beautiful Bloomington, Indiana. The executive producer is John Bailey. Playlists for this and other Afterglow programs are available on our website. That's at indianapublicmedia.org/afterglow. I'm Mark Chilla, and join me next week for our mix of vocal, jazz, and popular song from the Great American Songbook, here on Afterglow.